Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now.
Give me deja vu, like I've been waiting my whole life to find that you. 'Cause when I'm looking at your eyes, I go from California to Timbuktu, back to dancing in the living room. If I got you, baby, every day's a honeymoon. It's a honeymoon. Maybe every day's
your Jesus honeymoon today on the Christian Car Guy Show. Yes, your Jesus honeymoon. I don't know if you've ever thought about that one, but we're going to think a lot about it today on the Christian Car Guy Show, as well as it being our Jesus Labor Love Week. So we got our head volunteer, Scott Barton, with us here. We're so excited about that. And Scott, welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, we got some cool
good
stuff.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it's always good to have Scott with me. And if you listen closely, you heard what may be my favorite song, okay? That Christian Bush's Say Yes to the Dress song, which is actually titled Forever Now, right? And he's, you know, take me down in white and marry me. Oh, man. And then after that, you heard Johnny Stimson's honeymoon song, which, you know, you might guess all this has to do with our Jesus honeymoon, which we're going to talk about today. And so I don't know if you ever thought about this, but if you truly have Jesus in your heart, and I hope you do this morning, if not, hopefully we'll entice you to want to get Jesus in your heart so you can go on this honeymoon. But if you have him in your heart, then chances are he's taking you on the honeymoon. And based on what I understand in the Song of Solomon, that would be to the top of the mountains of Mana and Shinir and Hermon, to the den of lions and to the mountain of leopards. So literally, to quote the miracle verse, which is the eighth verse or the het verse in the marriage chapter of the Song of Solomon, which is chapter 4, right? He said to her, his bride, which is us, the church, come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. Right? That's his bride. That's us. How cool is that? With me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Mount Amana, from the top of Shinir and Hermon, from the lion's dens and from the mountains of the leopards. So I bet you're wondering, like, where is Jesus taking me, right? What is the mountain of Amana? And what is Shinir and Hermon, the den of lions and the mountains of leopards? Ah, but first, Scott, you gotta come away from Lebanon. So isn't that interesting?
Sure, like, is.
So today's show, based on all that, as you might guess, is brought to you by some Hebrew letters.
Surprise.
And so today's Hebrew letters, we have two, right? The Hebrew letter Nun, which, you know, you might know, has to do with the seed of faith. The seed of faith. And the Resh. The Hebrew letter Resh, which has to do with the headwaters or the starting of something, usually a river, something along those lines. And so when you think about those two letters, you can't help but note when you look at this verse that those two letters are all over this verse. In fact, there are 9 nuns and 9 ratios. In other words, this must be the starting of faith. I'm just saying, you know, if you see that 9 times, you think you get the picture that the start of our faith has to do with going to these mountains and coming away from Lebanon. So I know you know we're going to get to this, so here we go. All right. So Lebanon, if you look at it in Hebrew, has to do with your heart, because that the Hebrew, that Leb sound has to do with, that is the word heart. And actually, when you put an N on the end of it, a nun on the end of it, it becomes white. So you take your heart, and with faith, it becomes white. I'm just saying. Have you ever known that?
No. I'm just wondering, was King Solomon aware of these literary tools?
Oh, yeah. He was very wise, I heard.
Very.
So he took the word Lebanon, which is also related to frankincense, has to do with whiteness, okay? And if you look at Lebanon from Israel, it looks white because of these mountains that we are describing here. So you got to come from that place of the white heart. He's saying, come with me now that we're together. And he's going to come on an adventure, because if you follow so much of the Bible, whenever somebody goes with Jesus, he takes them on an adventure. They're heading to the mountains, okay? They just always are. Whether that was Jacob or Abraham or David, you'd name it. Paul, he went on a few adventures, okay? And he went on this honeymoon. And so as we leave this place of our white heart and we go on this adventure, the first place we stop, the first stop on our 5 hot spots of our Jesus honeymoon, is the mountain of Amana. Now, if you've heard the word amen, I bet you can tell that these letters are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. That's an aleph and a mem and a nun. So those same A-M-N that that's in amen, guess what? That means truth, or so be it.
So be
okay?
it.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to take you to the mountain or the resh, that the start of faith, right? So as you start out on your honeymoon with Jesus, the first place he's going to take you is to the mountain of faith. He's just going to take you there where we're going to begin our faith journey, okay? That's first place. Next place we're going to is the mountain of Shinir, which if you hear those letters carefully, you're going to hear the letter Shin. That's at the beginning of the word Shalom, but it's also very much the idea of refining, okay? And any adventure that you go on, or you're going to be tested. It's part of the deal. And even Jesus himself, after he was anointed, right? He went to be tested. And so after we get our faith, then guess what's going to happen? It's got to be strengthened. It's got to be muscle. You know, you got to go do it. And so we're going to go to the mountain of Shinir. And that's the start of this refining. It's the start of your refining process, okay? How cool, how beautiful is that? And then next up on our little adventure is Mount Hermon. And, you know, I got to tell you, my heart went pitter-pat as I studied this week, because my grandfather's name, Dilmore, my father's father's name was Hermon, spelled like that. It's H-E-R-M-O-N, not like Herman Munster, H-E-R-M-A-N. But Hermon, and that mountain, those letters have to do with the start. You hear the R in there, that resh, R, that her, like you heard the sure, right? Then her, that ha, that het sound is your union. That's your marriage, the beginning of your marriage, your union, right? And then there's a nun. So it's your faith in your union. It's also means sanctuary. Okay, Hermon means sanctuary. Oh, and so it's this place that, by the way, is also white when you look at that particular mountain, Mount Hermon. It's beautiful. It's white as it can be. But it's a place of sanctuary after your testing. It's kind of cool that you go there. But you're not done, because you still have to go to the Den of Lions. What? You got to go to the Den of Lions, and you got to go to the Mountain of Leopards. Now, anybody that ever became a Christian found out quickly, they thought maybe all my problems were going to be over now, but it's actually the opposite. No. You now have an enemy you did not have, and the battle is going to be beginning. And so this lion's den is the place, to an extent, of ambush, okay? And you know, that's part of why you get to armor up and all those things, because you have the dignity of being, you know, having an enemy. And every great story has an enemy. And so your honeymoon
got to
has an enemy. And so you get to go to the Den of Lions. How cool. And last but not least, you get to go to the mountain, again, the beginning of leopard. Well, the word leopard in Hebrew is beautiful in that it is the word limpid to some extent. It means pure. Pure, or, you know, completely clear.
Hmm.
That's right. And so here you are without blemish. You're the bride of Christ. But this is the start of your purity. And if you're like me, if you've gone on your Jesus honeymoon, it was just the start of purity, that he's been working on that ever since we've been married. And so when you put all these together, your honeymoon adventure, what does that exactly look like? Well, for me, it looked like the Christian Car Guy show itself, because, you know, nearly 18 years ago now, I was praying one night. I was a car dealer in Mocksville, North Carolina. I was a Chrysler dealer. And God came to me in a dream and said, I want you to be the Christian Car Guy. And all of a sudden, I had to leave Lebanon, a place of security, and go out on a mountaintop. Like, you want me to talk on the radio? What? How about you? What was your honeymoon? That's where I want you to call in. 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
You give me deja vu, like I've been waiting my whole life to find that view. Cause when I'm looking at your eyes, I go from California to Timbuktu, back to dancing in the living room. If I got you, baby, every day's a honeymoon.
So that is the magic of the honeymoon with Jesus, is it begins with that whole idea of come with me, right? This is not something that you're going to be in alone. You're going to come with me to the top of Mount Amana, the top of faith and truth, and you're going to come to the top of your place of refining with Jesus, and you're going to come to the top of the sanctuary with Jesus. You're going to come to the top of the den of the lion with Jesus, and you're going to come to the mountain of leopards. So what does that look like for you, actually? You know, and it, you know, as I was sharing with me, right, I'm praying hard in the middle of the night about a lot of things, had nothing to do, believe me, with ever being on the radio, and the furthest thing from my mind, I can assure you, I was not anywhere close when he shows up to me and said, Robbie, I want you to get on the radio and talk about what breaks your heart every day. Like, what? I said, my very words were, Lord, people are trained in college how to speak on the radio. I don't know anything about that. You know, I don't even like to do commercials on my own dealership. How in the world, you know, do you expect me to get on there and do it? But it was his place that he was going to build my faith. It was going to be the place that he refined me. It was going to be the place that I would get attacked. I would be ambushed on a lot more than one week time. It would be a place that he would purify me. Like, I had no idea all that was involved for me on my honeymoon with Jesus. And part of that, a big part of that, has been the Jesus labor love, car repair labor for single moms and widows, right? I knew he wanted more from this ministry than just to help people get their cars fixed. That he wanted, right, that people would see what an amazing, amazing God he is. And so that was founded. And as a result, right, I got to bring you on the adventure, Scott.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful ride.
And has it stretched your comfort zone?
Sometimes, yeah.
Have you been ambushed?
Not yet.
Oh, I think you're not admitting that you're ambushed, but I think last Saturday that you went to Raleigh? And
Sunday, actually.
Last Sunday you went to Raleigh to get the, yeah, and you're getting this car, and it was a bit of a challenge. It wouldn't start. You had to get a battery charged, and then after you got it started, I heard this whole story, but nonetheless, your faith's been tested. You're getting purified. You know, as you go, as you become yoked, as you take on Jesus's yoke, it is light, but man, is it adventurous, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
And the chance to pray with all these single moms, widows, and families in crisis, I mean, it's unbelievable. So what did that look like for you? I'm really excited about your call today. Like, when did he take you on a high adventure honeymoon that you had no idea this is where I was going? And what did that look like in your life? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And I want to set up a little something else that we're doing today, is that we have this need that we've been having about these two veterans that need a handicap van, which honestly, it stretches my faith a lot because this is a really expensive thing, like $35,000 to $50,000 that needed in order to get this van. But these guys, they lost their van. It was stolen. They didn't have insurance, and they have no way to get to the doctor. They have no way. And they're two of them. And we're going to hear a lot more about that. We've created a special thing at Facebook and a special thing at ChristianCarGuy.com to make it easy for people that want to donate to what we're doing there. And we're going to get to that as we're talking today. But, you know, I'm really counting on you. Like, when did God take you on that high mountaintop, like the beginning of your faith adventure, and what was that like for you as you think about it in the mountain of the leopards, et cetera, et cetera? How about you, Scott?
Oh, I've been up there many times.
The one that really, that like, man, I did not see this coming.
I think going to Charlotte and picking up a 86-year-old lady. Dear, she's so dear to us. She's still a friend, still sends cards. She makes these dog blankets and pillows and does stuff for the veterans. She's a really active volunteer, but just driving into her neighborhood and thinking, man, I hope this goes well.
Yeah, because you know those cars, sometimes you wonder, man, I hope this thing holds up. I hope that's a good car for her, right? You knew all those things were in stake.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm with you. I'm with you. So what happened?
Well, it was a big old Seville, and it was the perfect car for her.
That's so cool. We have Bump, I believe is his name, is in Winston-Salem. So, Bump, you're on the Christian Car Guy show. Good morning. Whoa, I just dropped Bump. Just like that. Hit the wrong button.
Well, call back, Bump.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I think
sorry.
He's having a birthday today.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And so we got also Teresa is in Winston-Salem.
Good morning, Teresa.
So, Teresa, you're on the Christian Car Guy show. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have an update for us?
Hey, Robbie. This is Teresa. How's that?
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Robbie, I spoke to you last year shortly after my son had died, and we were living in our car that was given to us after our son died. It's amazing how God has held us together through the last year. Our car was in an accident, still needs repaired, has no air conditioning. So, Scott, I can totally relate about your mishap with the car coming back from Raleigh last Sunday. You know, just through the year, my husband had been arrested for something he was innocent of. He was given a huge bond, but judge saw fit to release him,
Teresa,
to our pastor.
Teresa, I hate to cut you off, but that music says we're going to a break, and I know we want to hear this on the other side. So can you hang on through through the break for us?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we'll have your stories. We've got a whole bunch lined up when we come back. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Kiss me. Take me down in
Oasis Honeymoon. Five hot spots today on the Christian Car Guy Show. How fun is this? And we have, when we left our hero, Teresa, which really is our hero, she has really been on that place of testing. There's no doubt about that, Teresa. So you had just talked about, you know, what had been going on with you guys living in your car. You lost your son. So pick it up from there.
Okay. I think I had mentioned that my husband had been arrested for something he was innocent of. However, due to his long ago past, they put a huge bond on him. I was trying to save money for that. Come to find out, court date comes. Our pastor had written an amazing letter, and the judge decided to release him on zero money due, just release him to our pastor, which was such a huge blessing.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
All the money I had been able to save, we were able to get into a weekly motel, got us off of living in our car. So that was a huge blessing. You know, I do private home care, and I had been working, and that was the reason I hadn't been able to get my car in to be fixed, because I always needed it. But my client has passed away. He was almost 101. And it was a huge blessing just to help keep him at his home. But now I am looking for work again. But it's just amazing how God has sustained us and provided for us, you know, sometimes day to day, hour to hour.
Well, let's just, Teresa, let's pray right now.
Yeah.
That God's going to provide that new client for you. So, Jesus, thank you for Teresa, and I thank you for her mountaintop experience with you and for her husband's release and for their journey with you, Lord. I know you're with them throughout all this, and I just pray that you would provide that next step for them, that employment or the situation that you have for them. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank
Teresa,
you.
Teresa, if there's anybody out there listening that has a grandmother or aunt that needs some skilled home care, hopefully they'll be able to contact us or call
right,
in.
Right, you just go to ChristianCarGuy.com. Let me know if that's
there
what
is
you
a huge
if you're
need
in the,
for.
What area is she in? Is she in Winston?
I'm in Kernersville,
okay.
But Winston is fine as well.
Okay.
And I'm in pretty regular contact with Scott, and he knows how to reach me. Mm. So,
we'll get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that's helpful.
There's
I appreciate you guys so much.
Oh, thank you,
like
Teresa.
You.
God bless. We're so grateful for your call.
I appreciate your ministry.
Out, thank you.
Thank
and we
you
got
for your journey.
Thank you. We got
God bless you.
Bump back because I feel bad
morning,
that I
Bump.
Dropped Bump. Hello, Bump. Good morning. You're on a Christian Car Guy Show.
Good morning, buddy. I tell you what, it's pretty bad that I'm turning 57, but then I got dropped. I tell you, I don't know.
Yeah,
dropped it's on part
your
of
birthday.
Your faith testing
happy
that
birthday,
we're letting you have today. So happy birthday, Bump. I understand.
Thank you very much. It used to be that I would worry about the birthday, but now that I've been saved going on 3 years, I take every one of them, but if he's looking for a busload to go, I'm ready.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's awesome.
But I really called in because I wanted to say, I knew Scott, as soon as I heard it, would not take the credit that he deserved for what he does with the labor of love. He is the most unselfish person that I've ever met in my life. And I used to be a police officer here in Winston, so I've met quite a few people. But what a tremendous and godsend he is. And he better be busy because he tells me all the time how busy he is that he can't talk to me.
No, wow. So you better be busy.
Thank you for your kind words. I'm just a small, small piece.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, big machine.
God bless. I appreciate you calling so much.
Yeah.
And your connection with us. So yeah. God bless you, my friend. Thank
listening
you for calling.
And I hope you have a very happy birthday, Bob.
All right.
Brother. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you. So now we have a sister of the gentlemen that need the van, okay? And this sister has worked very hard. I've actually been working on this for about a month. And God has just put it on my heart that, like, we are supposed to help her somehow with his van, and it's been quite an interesting journey on this particular mountaintop because I thought I had something worked out, and you know that connection didn't work in Milwaukee, and so you know we want her to come on and give you an update because we're going to have a special offering actually for this van. I've set it up at both Facebook and at ChristianCarGuy.com. You can see it right there, van for the veterans. But I will just let her tell you the story so you can see what's really going on there. So if you'll take that away, sister.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to share my big brothers, they're both my older brothers, transportation woe story with your audience. I want people to know about these two very humble heroes. These are two handicapped men who are brothers in desperate need of transportation. I'm going to read some of this just so I don't forget anything. The older one is a Vietnam vet, the younger one a former United States Marine who almost died in December. He's also a quadriplegic, fully quadriplegic. The older brother who helped the younger one, who's a quadriplegic, a complete quad, had his van stolen in a grocery store parking lot. It was worth about $4,000, but insurance gave him $2,000. Neither of them now have transportation for grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, etc.
Wow.
They live close to each other, and the older one helps the younger one as much as possible. I live about 1,000 miles away from these two. The Vietnam vet has been trying to get his benefits from the VA for over 15 years with absolutely no luck. They say his records were burned up in a mysterious fire. I promised myself I would help them in any way I can to get a used wheelchair accessible van. But when I discovered how expensive even a used one is because of my brother's level of injury, he needs a special type of van, I just realized I couldn't afford the total cost. So I've been praying to God for help with options to help offset some of the costs. And let me just give you an example of some of the desperate situations that these guys are in. The quadriplegic goes grocery shopping in his sip and puff wheelchair, has to ask the clerk to put his bags on his lap and then wheel home from the grocery store in his sip and puff powered wheelchair. Another example is he had to wait until his wheelchair was powered up and he wanted to go visit a former aide who lives about 4 miles away from him. And he didn't get done with that visit until almost 10 p.m., and by the time he was on his way home, it was dark, there was lots of cars, and he was in his sip-and-puff chair, just made it home before his chair lost power.
Wow.
In the dark. These two men are in extreme need of transportation. If we can get a wheelchair-accessible van, it will be helping a veteran, a Vietnam vet, who voluntarily served our country at 18 years of age, and a U.S. Marine who volunteered but didn't go to war. They're both heroes, honestly, in my opinion, for several reasons. I'm asking people to prayerfully consider helping me help them. I can't afford the entire cost. I'm donating as much money as I possibly can. What's truly amazing about both of these guys is that they're usually the first ones to offer to help when someone in their neighborhood needs help. And considering their lot in life, I just think that's pretty amazing. And then as I was thinking about this phone call and thinking about these two, a scripture came to mind, Matthew 25:40, where Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it for me." So basically, I'm just asking if any of your listeners know of anyone who may know of anyone who can possibly help us get a van for them. And we're not looking for a new shiny new one or anything like that. We know that's out of the question, but just a nice used van with not too many miles that will work for them would be greatly appreciated. And I thank you for this opportunity. And I'm sorry to have to read it, but
I understand. It's hard. It's hard. But we also want to tell you that we're taking donations that would be marked when you do your donation, either at ChristianCarGuy.com or if you do it at Facebook at the Jesus Labor Love. They're on Facebook. Both places, you know, take credit cards, checks, whatever. But also, if you go to Jesus Labor Love on ChristianCarGuy.com, it'll tell you our address, which I'll just tell you here if you want to write a check. It's 238 Saura, S-A-U-R-A, Lane in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27107. 27107. And again, you can just mark it that you want to mark this to the veteran's van. And so we're so excited to actually just trust God for what he's going to do on this van. That's all there at ChristianCarGuy.com. When we come back, we got more mountaintop honeymoon adventures coming up. We got Ann Auld. I'm excited to hear that. And I want to hear from you. 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
You give me deja vu, like I've been waiting my whole life to find that view. Cause when I'm looking at your eyes, I go from California to Timbuktu, back to dancing in the living room. If I got you, baby, every day's a honeymoon.
Honeymoon today, the five hot spots on the Christian Car Guy show. And, you know, I want to speak to the sister that we were just speaking with here for another minute. As you know, I realize God put this on my heart about a month ago, and I've worked really, I mean, I've made more calls and stuff to try to help out. But there's some things there that she didn't bring out that I think are kind of critical. Number one, these guys cashed in their life insurance policy so that they could possibly, you know, have the funds. In other words, they raised $15,000 by doing that towards getting this van.
Oh, wow.
And so, and then, you know, some of her other family members have put in, so I think they have $21,000 that they've raised so far.
Praise the Lord.
And so at this Facebook page and at ChristianCarGuy.com, you know, just like God put it on my heart, if he's putting something on your heart, whether it's $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever, take a trip to the mountaintop, you know, trust him that that's what he wants him to do. And who knows what he's going to do? I don't know, but I know that I really, really appreciate you praying for this. I really, really, really appreciate everybody's help with this ministry. Scott, like, man, God's taken it so far, and it's just, you know, what he's doing. But that's part of the honeymoon I've been on in the Jesus Labor Love for some time. And but we got Ann Auld, who is on, and she's got a mountaintop for us, and you're on a Christian
Morning,
Car
Ann.
Guy. How are you?
I'm just Ginger Peachy Keen.
I know you are.
I can hear myself echoing there back there. But anyway, it's really touching my heart, the story about these guys. Of course, my dad was Air Force, and my brother was a Marine, and then FBI and all that jazz. But anyway, so the bottom line for me is I'm listening at these heroic stories in this world. You know, we were told we would have tribulation, right? But he said, just as your theme is, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world, you know. And we're all in process, you know. And God literally gave me a mountaintop experience and a parable for my life when I was in Japan after college in 1966 to 1968. And it was before I was really even born again in the Lord, but it has been a parable that he's used as being meaningful all my life that might be useful for others too. I was, being the Air Force brat, and I loved Japan. I was, you know, young and in those days, and a group of us decided, oh, we should climb Mount Fuji. Speaking of mountaintop experience.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard this story, Ann. I'm excited to hear it.
You haven't?
No.
My word. This is so key. Oh, my whole life, it's so key. That's why I was going to hopefully encourage others, because we started early, early in the morning, and I was going to get to the top in 10 minutes. You know, it doesn't work that way. And my older brother had told me, you know, lean on your rod and your staff, which comfort us, right? Lean on your hiking staff, and you have to take a step at a time, you know. I was rushing to get the top, and lean on your staff and take. And I got into a steady rhythm, so I was able to catch my breath and look around and rest and see where we've been. Got further away, where we're going, the top's getting closer. You know, you get exhausted, but I was, you know, we would rest, but it was not easy. But we finally took a long nap from about, you know, 8 to 1 in the morning, and then the last part of the climb was the hardest.
Wow.
It was icy. It was windy. It was trying to whip us off the mountain.
It was dark, too,
wasn't it? Volcano dust. It's awful. But finally, Robbie, when we got to the top, sipping hot green tea in this crevasse of a rock, and we were in the sunrise. We were in the sunrise. And it was the most profound parable of my life, because God tells me, okay, Anne, it's just central to me, and especially I'm doing for the last 21 years working on a true Japanese-American supernatural love story to be a film.
So go back to Mount Fuji for a minute, because you...
Yeah,
are you
definitely.
You're telling me that you actually climbed Mount Fuji.
I climbed
Mount Fuji. Actually climbed Mount Fuji, okay? Isn't it like the second highest mountain in the world?
I think so.
It's one of those.
And we did it.
And so in 24 hours?
24 hours, oh yes.
And
oh,
so
yes.
The sun That's was coming mean. Up as you're sitting on the top of this mountain?
The sunrise, and it was amazing. It was worth it all at the top with
I
the
can
sunrise.
See it now, man.
Yeah.
And it was, how cold was it?
Very cold.
Very
windy.
Wasn't the oxygen thin up there, too?
Probably. I was kind of in this, and I didn't have my contact lenses. Colonel Allen, who was leading us, he put one of my lenses in each of his pockets. Stupid. I mean, I was so ill-prepared for this, but I made it to the top for the sunrise, and that is what God is telling us. He's with us step at a time, every inch of the way. You know, He loves us so much. So and it's been a life parable for me. I can't believe I haven't told you that before.
No, this is spectacular, and what a picture of
what
this honeymoon is like with Jesus, right?
Yes.
Leaning on the staff. He's with you every step, but every step, you know, as you get close to the top, it's hard.
Yep.
And it's cold.
Higher you
and
go,
it's
the harder
windy.
It gets.
But it's white, right?
Yeah,
I imagine there was a whiteness up there on the mount at the top of Mount Fuji that was spectacular, wasn't it?
And the view. I just think about the view.
You know, of course, I always think sunrise, you know, that one day we will see Him, and He's making Himself real visible to me lately, you know, as we go through these trials. We all go through these trials, all of us. He's training us. You know, the chastening of the Lord for the present isn't joyful but sorrowful, but afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those that are what? Exercised thereby.
Wow.
He's exercising His flabby bride. Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
What a memory.
Wow, what a beautiful, what a wonderful picture. And isn't that
been.
So much, Ben? Everybody I know that really has taken, right, and believed Him and followed Him to the point of obedience. Like, okay, you said do this. It seems crazy, but I'm going to step out in faith and walk with you. The adventures. Oh, the sunrises.
Yes.
The moments of testing, but at the same point in time, because of the testing, you realize how beautiful He makes us, right? Like into the image of Himself, right? The reflection of Christ is what He's been, you know, trying to knock off those burrs that, you know, Anne knows me pretty well, so she knows that.
I got a few burrs myself. Get gone, burrs.
So
but we can laugh. That's good.
Thank you, Anne. That is such a spectacular picture. I won't forget that for a long time. I had no idea you climbed Mount Fuji. Like, I am jealous.
Sure,
it's unbelievable. God bless. Have a great weekend. And you, thank you for listening to the Christian Car Guy Show. Again, the Jesus Labor Love Car Repair Labor for Single Moms, Widows, Families in Crisis. And it's all there at ChristianCarGuy.com. And of course, just, you know, we thank you so much that you took part in the show. All the callers, wow. You know, they take us on a journey, don't they, Scott?
Sure
the last
do.
2 weeks have just been spectacular. We're so grateful. And now I got to tell you to remember, slow down, one step at a time, leaning on that staff. Jesus walked everywhere He went, got it all done. in 33 years. Thanks for listening.
This is the Truth Network.